Okay, so we have papers there, and what the shaila I want to talk about today is a shaila that a lot of people had over the course of when we were learning the sugya, which is basically what happens is you buy something and there's a mum. There's a problem, but the problem, that the issue that was that you bought a prepackaged item. So you bought an Apple device or whatever from a merchant, from a store. Or you bought some sort of prepackaged Black & Decker, a toaster, whatever you bought. So you can move that. You bought some sort of something, an item, from a store. And it came in a box, prepackaged. And now, you want to return it. Now, the owner didn't know about the problem. That's a halbatsara. See, he didn't know about the problem. But the problem is for whatever reason, the owner can't go back now to the person who you bought it from, the middleman you bought it from. It's not his fault, really. And not only it's not his fault, he can't really now...
Who's the owner?
He sold you an item. He didn't look at it. He didn't open the box to check it out. He bought bulk. He sold it to you. It turns out that it has a problem with it.
He's the distributor?
He's the distributor. He's the retail guy.
The distributor is usually allowed to come back to the factory.
Right, but for whatever reason, he has a time limit. He has a 30-day time limit. Now, you drayed around for a month until you opened it. Okay? You bought a lamp for Sukkos. Okay? You didn't bother looking at it until Erev Sukkos. You open it up. You bought it in the summer. And you open it up, I can't use this, it's damaged. So you go back to the guy, why don't you bring it back to me right away? Then I could have gotten back, I could have gone back to my distributor. Now it's too late. It's a seasonal item, I can't go back to him. So what's the halacha in such a case? Okay? Sometimes you could have a case where the Shevet HaLevi had a shaila, where the manufacturer, in the meanwhile, by the time that the buyer drayed around to go back to the retailer, the manufacturer closed the business. So that's it. You're out of luck. But the guy Taina is, look, if you had come back to me earlier, maybe I couldn't have got back my money. So we're going to learn together Gemara. I want to start from the Gemara for this sugya, because the machlokes in the Gemara, the machlokes in the halacha, which ends up being a machlokes between the Machaber and the Rama, is a machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos about how to learn the Gemara. So it's fascinating that you'll see, depending on how you learn the Gemara, the halacha l'maisa will come straight out of how you learn the Gemara itself. Okay, so. The Gemara is over here, Membeis Amud Beis. I made some copies. The Gemara goes like this: Hahu apatrapa diasmi. Okay, I hope you all had your morning coffee because you have to hold cup in the sugi over here. Hahu apatrapa diasmi. There's an apatrapas of the Yisoyimim. Dezoven luhu tura liasmi. He sold a cow, a shor, to Yisoyimim. He bought, I mean, umasri lebakra, and he gave it over to the hired
shepherd.
Well, I guess it's a shepherd. It's a shepherd for cows. So whatever a cow shepherd is, in Gemara it's called a bakra. I don't know what it's called in
cowboy.
English.
Cowboy.
Uh-huh. So he gave it to the bakra. Now what happened was the cow that the apotropis bought on the half of the Yisraim and gave to the bakra didn't have teeth. So if a cow doesn't have teeth, then you have to feed it very delicately. You have to cut up the food very small and feed it. It doesn't mean it will die, but it means it's got to be dealt with properly. The bakra didn't know that it didn't have teeth. So he put it with the rest of the animals and put food in the trough. The animal ended up dying. So now, the Gemara wants to know, how are we going to deal with this? There's a few people here that could be potentially at fault. Namely, lapotropa zil shlim. Maybe the apotropos should pay. The apotropos is the person that does the business on behalf of the Yisoyimim. Amar anal biker v'sarti. I didn't do anything wrong. I gave it over to the cowboy. Name alei lebakra. So go to the bakra. Amar anal badi turo kimta. I didn't do anything wrong. I put it. I didn't. I wasn't told that this requires special to tend to with special care. Uchlu shadai. I gave it food. I did the regular thing with it. Lo hava yadin on the achal. I didn't know it was not eating. So the Gemara says, Michti, I don't understand. Bikra, this guy who's hired to watch over the cows, Shomer Sachar, he asked me who he boy lili yune. He should have paid. He should pay because it's his fault. So it says the Gemara like this. I ika pseida diyasmi. If there's pseida to the yisoimim, hachinami. Vahacha b'maya skinan, the leka pseida diyasmi. We're talking about the Yisoyim, we're not going to lose out anyway. Dashkachu lamare datura, because they could go back to the owner, Shakel. So far what the Gemara says explicitly is that if you bought such an item from the owner, and then you didn't realize it wasn't eating and it died, you go back to the owner and say, I want my money back. Now what would you think maybe the owner could tell you? Why'd you let it die? If you didn't like the animal with no teeth, give it back to me. Now you come back, it's dead, I have no value in the animal anymore. So the Gemara says clearly here, that step of the Gemara, that's not a taina. Why? Because the owner knew. Or it's the owner's responsibility to know. So the owner has to know, and the owner should have told me. So therefore, the reason why the owner is not getting back his animal is whose fault? His own fault. So that does not null, that doesn't invalidate the zchus of the yisoimim to do mekach tois, okay? So says the Gemara, okay, but let's go to the next step. So eleman katoin, so what was the whole din Torah about if the Yisoyimim are anyway going to get back their money from the seller? Says the Gemara, no. Mare de Torah katoin, he boile luiduin, mayim udiyan le made the other, he knew already the mekach tois hava. So the Gemara now says a line here, b'safsira. What's a safsira? D'zovin mehacho mazvin lehacha, and Rashi says even more specifically, he buys and sells on one day. They bought it from a middleman. Okay, there's a distributor of cows, the big guy. He raises the cows. He does everything. He sells it to a safsar, a broker, and the broker flips it the next day, even that day.
Same day.
The same day, Rashi says. So therefore, the safs now, the yisoyimim who bought the animal, are not dealing with the owner. They're dealing with the safsar. Now the claim is that the safsar also doesn't know that it didn't have teeth. How was I supposed to know? I buy and sell. I never fed it. I never dealt with the animal. I didn't know what I was getting. I didn't know what was going on. So the Gemara says something ambiguous over here. And this is the Shurish of the Machlikis Lahalacha. Hilkach. Therefore, since the person that the Yisoyimim bought it from was a safsar, safsar means it wasn't his responsibility to really check the animal over. He didn't know that it didn't have teeth. Hilkach, mishtabo iu deloy ava yoda. He's going to make a shvua that he didn't know. Umishalim bikra demi basar bezoil, and he pays the value of cheap meat. What?
The cowboy pays that
to the safsar.
Why doesn't the safsar deal with the owner?
So here's what's going on, according to this. The way we're going to read the case, the way Rashi understands the case, Rashi and Tosfos, the Yisoyimim get their money back from the safsar. Because, it means if you learn the Gemara that way, it's saying in the Gemara that I don't care if you're a retail guy, I don't care if you buy and sell the same day, I don't care who you are. You sold me a defective animal, I as the buyer have the right to go back to you and say, I want my animal back. I want my money back. Now. The Bakra has a claim against the Safsar now, has a claim against the Bakra, against the person that the Yisoyimim hired. He says, I don't understand you guys. You knew when I bought it, when the Yisoyimim bought it from me, that the Minhag HaOlam is that when you buy something from a Safsar, you got to check it over. You shouldn't have just put it with the rest of the animals before you checked its teeth. And you are a Shomer Sachar. You have extra responsibilities. You're not just a free Shomer. So granted that you weren't poshea, poshea means you weren't negligent. It's not negligent, but you weren't careful either. You weren't careful. And you were hired to be careful. Therefore, even though it's a mekartos and the yesoimim can get their money back, listen to this lumdus here. So retroactively, it didn't belong to the yesoimim. Retroactively, it belonged, again, because if you're going to say mekartos, we're going to say lamafreya, retroactively, it belonged to the original owner. Right?
To
the safser.
To the middleman.
To the middleman. It belonged to the safser, retroactively, because he sold it and then we're not nullifying the deal.
So
lamafreya, you owe the bakra, are shomer sachar of the safser. The bakra is as if, look, you took possession over the animal on my behalf, and you weren't careful. So he has a tain against the safser. The safser has a tain against the bakra in this case. Okay? So, that's the Gemara saying. This is the case of the Gemara, yeah? You had your coffee? You got your alumnus over here? That means that the Gemara is saying, according to this, this is a little bit of a complicated case, that the Yesoimim who bought the animal from the Safser are allowed to claim Mekachtois against the Safser. Even though the Safser was this middleman seller, doesn't really know. But it doesn't matter. You sold me a defective item, I'm allowed to get my money back. But since the Yesoimim hired someone to watch it, that person should have been particularly careful. He should have checked over the animal. Since he didn't, he has to pay back the Safser for the loss that he damaged the Safser. And now the Safser can't go back to his seller and say, hey, you sold me a defective item. Okay? So, if we remove some of the complication of this case, let's not make it with a Yesoimim, Apotropos, Bakra, Safser. In this case, there's five characters. There's the original owner, the Safser, the Yesoimim, the Apotropos, and the Bakra. Let's keep it more simple, that there's just a Safser and an end user. Let's make it simple. You bought a cow, or you bought a machine, or something from a nice Hamish store on the corner of X and Y. Yeah, you went to the store, you bought a nice little item, and he's a safser, he doesn't know. So according to the way you would learn the Gemara according to Rashi, it's pretty explicit in the Gemara that you as the end user are allowed to go back to the safser and say, I want my money back. And if the safser says, well, I didn't know it was defective, well, I don't care if you knew or you didn't know. At the end of the day, I ended up with a defective item and I bought it from you, I want my money back. Now the guy says, well, look, it's a seasonal thing. You should have brought it to me in time that I could have sent it back to the manufacturer and gotten my money back. Now you held on to it for too long. So the answer is no. That it's not called a pshia. It's not called a pshia. It's not called negligent that I didn't do that. I didn't have to do that. And since I didn't have to do that, I wasn't negligent. I wasn't and I'm only, and lamafreya, even if I'm a shomer, I'm a shomer chinam, and I wasn't negligent, and therefore you should get back his money. So if you read the Gemara this way, the Gemara is saying that this whole entire concept wouldn't matter, and the bottom line is that the end user deals with the person he bought it from, and that's it. Whatever the person he bought it from, his whole issue is going to be, is not his problem. Okay? And that's the way Rashi Tosfos learned. And that's the Psak of the Ramah. But the Rambam learns the Gemara a little differently. The Rambam says that when the Gemara says that the Safser makes a Shavua, what the Gemara is saying is that the middleman makes a shavua that he didn't know about the defect. Once he makes a shavua that he didn't know about the defect, he's off the hook. I sold you something. I had no idea that there was a problem here. And you did something wrong by not checking it over. And you caused me a loss. So since you caused me a loss, and you can't come forward and return the item to me the way you bought it from me, you can't return it to me. I don't have to give you back the money. And this is a concept, according to the Rambam, that Mekach Tois requires the buyer to return the item to the seller. Return it. If you return it, you get back your money. But if you didn't return it, you don't get back your money. Now, you'll tell me, we had cases last week that you didn't return the item. For example, if you shechted the item and you found it to be a trefa, that's different because there's nothing either party could have done there. But here, this is something that you as the buyer could have checked over. It was probably your responsibility to check it over. And therefore, it's your fault. And you have no taina of mekach tois here.
We took it midin as a yam over there.
If you sold it to me knowing that you're not going to get it back and you knew about the mum. But here the safser doesn't know about the mum. This is a safser case. The safser doesn't know about the mum. In that case, he's bought it from a moicher. We didn't get to that yet anyway. But the moicher knows about the mum. Here he doesn't.
What is the safser swearing for?
The safser is swearing that he didn't know, and therefore it was a medine shoimrim. The bakra is a shoimer of the safser, and it's like gneva vaved. It's not pshia.
And if he did know, then
if he did know, then it's his pshia. Then the shoimer is not chayev.
If he knew and he didn't tell him, then
the shoimer would be koyi
pater.
Right.
Even though the shoimer should have checked himself also.
No, but if he knows, you can't trick me and then say you're Peshaya. Now, the...
Is this such a case where somebody has to make a refund even though the item is not put in? Like, for example, that he sold him a cheesecake and the person baking the cheesecake by mistake, remember that? By mistake, they took salt instead of sugar. So the person who bought the cheesecake, was serving it in a shul, threw it away in the garbage. And at the oven, he goes back and he says that told him and he gave him the receipt, so the item is no longer
with him. Right, but in that case, the item has no value anyway. There's nothing he could have done about it. But here, the animal has some value because, according to Tosfos, it's baser bezoil, because the person who, if it wouldn't have died, if you would have given it back to the safser, first of all, he could feed the animal carefully, or he could check it immediately and sell it as meat. But now it's useless.
Or is it considered a
trade for? No, just a den of teeth.
So you can sell it to a guy?
You can sell it to a yid also. Okay, but that doesn't have much value. You see, there is value to the item that you could have salvaged on behalf of the seller. In your case, it's not. Right? So, now, according to the Rambam, what's coming out over here? So what's going on? Who's paying who over here? According to the Rambam, once the safser makes a shavuah that he didn't know about it, he's off the hook. The yisoimim now have a din Torah with the bikra. Look, you should have known, you should have not known, but it's a whole separate point. As far as the mekach tois is concerned, once the guy makes a shavuah he didn't know, and the buyer ended up damaging the seller's item, and he could have protected it, then he loses his chos to mekach tois. Okay?
So he's stuck in the
buyer is stuck in that case. So, let's give an example. He brings an example here, Lach Lamaisa. Basically, these types of cases where, like I said, it was like a seasonal item that got makokal that the buyer that you bought it from doesn't have use from it anymore. Okay, so that would be a simple case. Where if you would have returned it right away, right? He had a case here. Someone bought a split unit like this. Bought it from some guy. The whole summer. Now, he gives you a 6-month warranty. Why does he give you a 6-month warranty? Because until that point, he can go back to the company. Right? So, you buy it in... You bought it in the end of March, somewhere, and you use it, and the AC is going. March, April, June, July, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. January gets a little chilly. You want to turn on the heater. It doesn't work as a heater. The heating element doesn't work. So you go back to the guy and you say, hey, the heater doesn't work. So he says, well, I can't do anything with it anymore. Because I don't, I, why don't you tell me right away? Because it was, you ever been to Florida in April? Why in the world would I try the heat? Right? So you didn't check. But so it sounds like that would be a case where it could be there would be a machlokes between the two ways to learn the Gemara. If the owner, if he had no way of knowing, if the seller didn't know, then it's the owner's achrayus. As long as there's somewhat of a pshia, in that case, it happens to be, it could be that there's no pshia whatsoever, because why should I have checked? Why should the buyer have checked that? Right? Let's see. Right. He says if it's not normal to check, then is that your? In that case, they paskin that you can go back according to both shitas. But in a regular case, where you could have checked, but you just left it in the box because you just didn't use it, then it could be you lose your schos, according to the Rambam.
Same thing. Well, the shita, he rather should have checked it. Even though it was in the middle of the summertime, he bought a brand new item. It's very expensive. It cost $10,000.
The house is 78.
You take it out and you check all the modes. You check to make sure that it's working properly in all the modes.
Yeah, but nobody does that.
The mice said no one does that.
I mean, you could be in Miami for 4 years and then put the heater on.
What?
Use Mendy, he does when he puts it on.
But it makes sense to do it. I mean, I don't know. Okay, it's a good question to don it, okay? What would happen in that case? All right? Now let's look at the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. That's learning the sugya. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Reish Lamed Beis, Sif Yud Ches.
On the same case.
Yeah. So it's interesting. You'll see the Gemara, based on these nuances of how to learn the Gemara, it's going to come out halacha lemaisa in the Shulchan Aruch. Reish Lamed Beis Sif Yud Ches. Hamoicha davar sheish baimom. If you're selling something that has a problem to it, she'ena nira, and no one could have really told, v'avar ha-mekach, machmas oisei ha-mom. And because of this mom, the mekach becomes useless. Hareza machzer sadomim, you still can get back your money, keitzat. Hamoicha l'chaver shor she'en l'teichanois. You sold to your friend a donk, an animal had no teeth. V'yinicho ha-lokeach ima bakar shaloi, and the lokeach did the normal thing with it. V'yameniach ha-maicha l'fnei kulam, it eventually died because he didn't treat it properly. This could happen with a car. You buy a car, you didn't realize that it had certain features that a used car, and you have to do certain things to it.
Had a leak in the oil factor.
Yeah, you have to do certain things to it to maintain the car. Now, you don't want that, so you could return it, but now that you didn't do those things, you want to go back to the guy and say, hey, I want my money back. He says, hey, you want my money back? The car's ruined. Yeah, because you didn't tell me how to change oil. You know? Like
I
someone said.
I have a sign that says, all sales on and off. I think it's an insinuation also that when you make a sale.
Okay, but it has to be that the problem is not going to make it, that the item is not usable. The stomach. And it has to be something reasonable that you should be checking for. Right? Like someone said, yeshivish car, these yeshivish the taicha is a car that you give the keys and then you need to start giving instructions. How do you, when you want to make a left turn, turn the thing this way. If you want to turn the window, it only works when the car is stopped. So you start, giving the tersha balpe on the car. It's like, so. The v'yinicha lokeach im abakar shaloi v'yinicha maichal lefnei kulam the oichlim v'lo yodeh shzein oichal ad shemes barav and it died hareze machzir lo yisanevela. The buyer can go back to the seller and say, hey, take the dead animal, I want my money back, no problem. V'yachzir sadam v'chein kol kiyetzah, but that's poshen. So that's poshen. The guy sold you something that's defective to the point that because of the defect it died and he didn't tell you about it. That's a problem. Where does it become interesting here? The seller is a middleman. He doesn't really know what he's getting. It's a closed package. He makes a shvua that he, as long as he can swear that he didn't know about it, which in today's day and age I don't know what to do about that, because we don't make shvuas. V'yiftar mipnei shahaya lokeach livdoik hashar b'fnei atzmai. He's popped, he's off the hook. Says the Rambam's psak. Ulachziru lekoidim shiyomus v'yasafshar machziru el lokeach harishoyim hoyav l'asakeinu esad atzmai. The middleman has a claim and says, look, you messed me over. Because had you come to me right away, I could have gone back to my seller and gotten back the money. But now I can't go back to my seller anymore. Since I can't go back to my seller, and you messed me up, I'm not going to give you back the money. And according to the Rambam, he doesn't have to give back the money. That's according to the Rambam. Says the Ramah, v'yesh cholken, s'machloikes, v'sfirlu like Rashi, d'afilu asarser, tzorech l'shalim. The middleman has to pay. And he says, why? Just because you got messed up by your seller, don't pass that on to me. So, based on this, the only advice I could give you is buy from an Ashkenazi safsar. Right? In other words, the mechaber is being makel on the safsar to say, look, I'm selling it to you. I don't know what I got. I don't know what I'm giving you. Check over the items when you get them. But the Ramah is saying the safsar's responsibility is to make sure that the item is being sold properly. Like you were saying. Okay? So this machalik is mamash, is a machalik in the Mechaber and the Ramah. It comes straight from the two pshatim in the Gemara itself.
Right, so the question for the gentleman in the back asked, according to the Ramah, that you have to pay, right, but what if you said, if the safsar said all sales final? So the Badafki said over there, so I think over there is probably final.
If you say all sales final, then you're putting the whole achrayus on the lekeach.
Right.
But can you put achrayus on the lekeach on something which is impossible for him to check? Now, teeth is not impossible for him to check. That's not impossible for him to check. But if there's an internal thing that's really not shaykh to check, I don't know that you could do that.
So the interesting thing is that Shulchan Aruch calls teeth an internal thing. It's interesting. Because the beginning of Shulchan Aruch says something that
you don't see it clearly. You don't see it clearly, but you could check it.
But he agreed to take the risk in any case.
Today's thing, any warranties with the original companies, there's never what you can even buy an extra warranty from the store itself. And most of the product, if you buy a product, you have to go back to the original company.
Right, right. I'm just saying, let's say that you returning it after that warranty from the company ran out, so the seller doesn't have that ability anymore.
So you never
I don't want to deal with the company. I want to deal with the seller. I bought it from you. I want my money back from you. I don't care what you do with it. That's the bottom line. So, okay. Now, the Ramah then goes to a very interesting side point, but very, very fascinating Shaila. So he says, by the way, this is only when, like we said, that it was possible for the buyer to have checked it. But then he gives a case. What happens if you buy a ring, and it was bought to you, it was sold to you as silver, and then it fell on the floor, cracked open, and you see that's not silver, it's fake. So now you go back to the buyer, the seller, and you say, I want back my money. And the seller says, well, give me back the ring then. Well, the ring's broken in half, I'm sorry. Well, if you give me back the ring, I'll give you back the money, but you're giving me a broken ring. Sorry. So obviously in that case, there's no way for the buyer to have found out unless it broke. So therefore, he's allowed to get back the money from the seller, even if the seller's a middleman and also got ripped off from his buyer. Okay? But then, he ends up bringing a case, which is also very interesting. What about the opposite case? What happens if it was sold to as fake silver and it turned out to be real? Who gets to keep that real silver? Now can the middleman say, whoa, 1 second, I only sold this because I thought it was fake. Now that has a lot more value than I realized. I want it back.
Well, it depends on what he paid for it from the.
Oh, his Micah was a guy.
His Micah ripped him off.
His
Micah ripped him off. No, not his Micah didn't tell him. That ripped him off. Right? He had no idea the whole time that it was silver. He paid the price of the lower price, and he sold it for the lower price. But now somebody here had a windfall. So who gets it? The retailer or the buyer? The end user? Well, the end user, the buyer says, I never sold you that.
But if the retail, yeah, but if the retailer made a mistake and accidentally sold him a cheap item, and
He says Beferish is more than Aina. Look at this last line in Ilches. He thought it was just metal. And then he sold it. And then he realized it was silver. Or gold. The Lekeach gets it, like you said. Because he himself never really owned it. So it's not like I sold you something without knowing. It was not mine. I just passed it through. But if he did kine, if he was kine, not knowingly, then that wouldn't be the halacha.
The original still has to get refund.
What does it mean? What does it mean leizachah by ma'ilam? I mean,
you have to say to some kind of your so that if you don't know what you're buying, it's not called a real Kenyan. Because you made a physical Kenyan, you picked it up. You're saying since you didn't know what you got. You don't appreciate what you have.
Really, the seller really has to get paid more money because the seller undersold it to the seller.
The seller's long gone.
But he's the one who really lost on it because he sold.
Okay, fine, but he's not the sugya here. So,
So
they say over here, I don't know why, but they say that that's only in this case where he got bedil and he ended up being a different material. But let's say you bought, and you say he had a case over here, he bought a bag from a store, a purse or something, as a gift. He bought it, and then he gave it away, and it turns out that the purse had in it money. It was returned, whatever, and had in it something. So in that case, he wants the taina that's a different type of case because you bought the person whatever's in it, and therefore the owner, the middleman, does get it. See, I don't know if it's a shekel chiddush there, but it's not that the thing that you bought was different. It's that in addition to what you bought everything in it, so you would be able to get it back. And he said he had a shayla coming up for him. He said somebody got a mishloach manis from a friend of his, and he recycled it. It was a very beautiful mishloach manis. So he recycled it. Then the guy comes over and says, "So, did you get the envelope?" The mishloach manis said, "No, wait a minute." Said, "What do you mean? I had given you a gift in there." And in the meanwhile, he gave over the whole mishloach manis with the envelope to the other guy.
It was probably a check made payable to the
It was cash. who gets to keep that cash now? So the end guy comes over to him and says, "Thank you so much. I really wasn't expecting that generous envelope." And so he's like, you know, so what's the halacha? He wants the time that the taka goes back to the middle person in that case. Why are you so convinced? In the case of the silver, you were convinced that it belongs to the second guy, to the buyer. And in this case, you're saying it's pashta that it goes to the middleman. What's the chiluk?
Because the reason is, if the sapser bought it for a $10 price, and he bought also an expensive one for a $1,000 price, and by mistake he switched it, then the lekeach should have to pay him back.
Yeah, but that's not the case.
But if he paid $10,
and he's selling it for
$10. And one of them was worth $1,000, and that's the one that he picked up. So he paid $10, and he paid $10. I mean, so
that's only going to
matter. So he got a handful.
Okay, and so what's the case of the mishloach manis?
The mishloach manis is, I mean, the person who gave the middleman the mishloach manis, he gave it to him b'kavana, and that other person made a kinyan on it without.
Realizing that there was everything that was in there. But if you go with the yisoid that when you kindness, but if you go with the yisoid that when you kindness something you didn't know what you were being kindness, it doesn't work. So then maybe in the case of mishloach manos also.
The other person was
So you have to say is that when you're kind of something, what you have to say is when you're kind of something that's a package and this, you don't really know. I don't know if there's pistachios or a chocolate box in there. It doesn't make a difference. I'm being kind of the whole package with all the contents, and my das is only to give whatever is the food items away. Right, I'm not my das to give away an envelope.
So when you're buying something with that account. Whatever,
right.
The door.
Right. That case I hear pretty well. I don't really understand so well the chiluk with the case of the purse. Why is that really different than the bedil? I'm not sure in that case.
Nobody knew there was anything in the purse. No, nobody knew.
So that should belong to the end user.
Somebody bought a piece of furniture.
Well, I brought it to my house. I picked it up. I did mashiach on it. I did all the kinyanim on it.
Assuming that there's something in it? No.
No, but all those kinyanim work even if it's
so, but I did a kinyan on the bedil too.
Can do the same thing.
What's the difference?
The same thing,
I'm not sure why he's passing. He doesn't even bring him a car.
He brought the Mechaber's world. I didn't really. He's doing the service. He's not really owning it in between.
I don't really understand this psak in that case. I would think that in general.
Which case are you speaking about now?
I would think in general, if you give away something and you don't realize what's in it, you never meant to give that away. So he had another case. He brings a nesivus, interesting case, where you had an old sefer, an old valuable sefer, and you sold it. Turns out that in that old valuable sefer there's a letter, and the letter was written from a goyin from a previous generation that was in that gemara. So the letter itself has independent value besides the sefer. So who gets the value of the letter, of the antique letter? So there it says, L'chara, the Nesiva says, it goes to the original owner. It goes to the middle person. Because I never meant to sell you, I sold you the Gemara, I didn't sell you the contents inside. So, it's an interesting case. But Akopani, you see from over here, like we're saying, you have to have das in what you're buying.
Right, so the general rule is if you're buying something, where it's a grab bag, your components, everything like that, that's the Purim case. But in a specific item, you have to have kavanah.
Yeah, it's have kavanah for that item, and if it's different, then
so
you don't get it. There's no, you don't get the
buying.
Windfall necessarily, just because you land up with the windfall, you should give it back to the previous owner. Okay?
Okay, shkoyach.